Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzin' with you today. Colin Woodall joins us as we talk about Burger King and their lemongrass beef burgers in just a moment.
Welcome back to Tick Talk, because ticks happen. Today's topic, clinical anaplasmosis carried by ticks. Carol in the Corral, you're on Tick Talk.
I'm just not myself. I'm weak, pale, losing weight.
Oh, we will get you help. Stay on the line. Next, we have Patty in the pen, who's feeling a bit anemic.
It's hard to breathe. And I'm constipated.
Yeah.
And these guys never stop booing.
I'm clearly a bit agitated. My dear callers, these are all signs of clinical anaplasmosis brought on by ticks, but it's not your fault.
Ticks happen.
But there is a new treatment for your tick-induced troubles. New Baytril 100 CA1 Enrofloxacin Injectable. Baytril 100 CA1 is conditionally approved for the treatment of clinical anaplasmosis associated with Anaplasma marginale for certain cattle.
Ask your cattle veterinarian for a product label to see if this product is for you. Veterinary prescription required. Extra label use is prohibited.
New Baytril 100 CA1.
Many cattle producers are pushing back on the latest word from Burger King and their lemongrass production ideas. CEO of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, Colin Woodall, one of those stepping up and saying, hey, wait a minute.
It's an interesting crew over there at Burger King. First it was the Impossible Whopper, and now they apparently have a plan to produce beef from cattle that produce less methane by eating lemongrass. Now, we are all for innovation, and we've had discussions with a lot of researchers on ways to do the same, but the study that they are attributing their information to has been discredited by other experts in the industry. And it's just another great example of where Burger King has decided that the best way to sell burgers is to try to slander the rest of us who have been keeping them in business since they first opened, and I think that's an interesting approach. The good news is their new little ditty and their commercial seems to have fallen pretty flat.
Seems that we've got obviously several of these retail partners that have really been influenced a great deal by some of the anti-animal agriculture crew.
Yeah, they have been. When you look at Burger King, they seem to be unusually influenced in that regard. But when you step back and you look at a lot of the other quick-serve restaurants, we've got great relationships in working with Wendy's, with working with McDonald's, White Castle, etc., those who actually want to have productive conversations with industry about how we continually improve. And that's our goal as an industry, to always continually improve. When you look at EPA's numbers, we are less than 2% of the overall greenhouse gases that are out there. Methane in particular does not have the same lifespan in the atmosphere as other greenhouse gases do. But a lot of those tidbits don't come out in things such as the Burger King commercial that was released.
Let's talk about some of the things that you've had to obviously work on because of COVID. One is this ongoing work with packers. I would think you're pretty pleased to see getting very, very close back to same level of slaughter as a year ago.
It is nice to see that we have recovered as quickly as we have. We recovered much quickly than any of us expected when we were back in the April and May timeline, so that is helpful. We're still about 95%, so we have more to achieve, but it looks like we can get back to what is normal. Now, when you look at overall beef production some weeks here recently has been more than it was a year ago, and that's because of the backlog of cattle. You know, we've got cattle that are ready to get into the packing plant. They weren't able to because of the slowdowns and the shutdowns, and so they put on more pounds, and we are seeing that result now. But that backlog of cattle is still something we're trying to work through, and definitely is going to have a continued impact on the market. I think once we get over that hump, we get that backlog processed, then I do believe that there are better days ahead for us.
Colin, in just a couple of weeks, a summer business meeting for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, along with a summer business meeting for the Cattlemen's Beef Promotion Board as well. Your cattle leaders have decided they do want to meet in person. What are they going to be talking about?
We're going to be talking about the status of the cattle market. That is definitely going to be the hot topic. And our live cattle marketing committee will be the focus of all of those efforts, and we will be talking about results of our cattle marketing working group, talk about our efforts on cash trade, and determine if there is going to be a change to NCBA's policy moving forward. We are doing everything we can to look as many options as possible to return leverage back to the producers. That's everything from the cash trade that I'd mentioned, also looking if there are some other alternative pricing mechanisms that could be explored, and see if they have any applicability to our industry. So So right now it's about figuring out how we involve or evolve our cattle marketing system to ensure that we just don't continue to have the same impacts as we have seen not only from COVID, but even going back last summer to the Tyson fire in Holcomb, Kansas.
And I guess what the Federation and CBB will obviously have a lot of work to do as well.
No doubt, because we are looking at the upcoming Beef Promotion Operating Committee meeting in September, and that is when all of the decisions are made on who will be a contractor and what those contracts will be. And so a big part of that discussion for the planning happens during the summer business meeting by those engaged with the Federation of State Beef Councils and those who serve on the Cattlemen's Beef Board.
One last question, Colin. As far as the folks over at one of these other organizations, they've resurrected a fresh call for a recall vote, a vote on the beef checkoff, trying to get signatures right now. That seems like, again, kind of that effort to try to scuttle everything that's been done up to this point.
So this is an effort to collect signatures in order to force a referendum on the future of the checkoff, and that referendum would be a simple yes or no as to whether or not the checkoff will continue. They have 1 year to collect those signatures, and they need to collect 88,269 valid signatures in order to have that referendum. The problem is, at this point in time, USDA cannot give us a whole lot of details on the specifics of the process. For example, even though this process has started via an electronic collection system for signatures, USDA is not 100% sure that that's going to remain the case. And so we need a few more details from USDA so we all can determine how this process is going to move forward.
Cattle industry CEO Colin Woodall, you've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Hi, I'm Kristen. My family has dairy farmed for generations. Through the years, my family has shown a commitment to the community and environment. By using the latest technology, best animal care, recycling, and sustainable practices. Because our goal is to keep dairy farming in the family for the next generation and keep providing the best and safest milk around. Learn more about Dairy Farm's commitment to community and the environment at DairyDiscoveryZone.com.
And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.